In terms of the quorum, we still need one more member. And I have been informed that there is another who is running late, but perhaps for the sake of time. And we see as the day goes by what becomes of that member or even other members who are not here. But before we are five or even more, it will be very difficult for us to come up with something concrete in terms of the constitutional requirement of the quorum. Does that suffice? I don't know, would you introduce ourselves again?
Yeah, perhaps.
Eh? We know one another, don't we? Yeah, we might have forgotten names, but the faces are familiar. Thank you, Honorable Gamed. Perhaps we might invite the department to take us through. Perhaps we need to know which document are we now getting to. I think we have about three. Am I right, Secretary?
Yes.
We have the B.
The
B and the D. And then we have the clauses and the presentation. So, but this one they did, didn't they?
Yes.
Where are we going?
Good morning and thank you for this time. Last time we presented on the D version of the D and also the document of the D.
That is correct.
So there was another document that was presented on our proposal for the NCOP.
Is it this one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's right. I would suggest so. Perhaps we might need to refer to one bill or whatever, just as some fit in, but we have this as a working one now.
So this proposal amendment are in relation to the D version.
That's it. Yeah. And then from here, if we agree, what do we do? Do you have all Kalangan report to the commission of Kalangan, eh?
Kalangan,
and the secretary forgot to inform some members including one of the government. Yeah, no, it's happy. Fortunately, the two members did not fume. They only expressed
because it's not from the para.
Yeah. Morning, ma'am.
We have the proposal that exercise on the honorable members of the National Assembly for the Economic and Finance. And then, as a starting point, I would like us to go to 12.8. So, on 12.8, on page 6, line 38. There is a red higher rating to be inserted before action. So in this, what you have on page under top 8, line 11, you are actually saying that line 11, line 8, is that any right or mining right or any interest, or those corporation or unlisted, you had written prior, without prior written. So what we are actually saying that there was an omission of the word with prior written approval. So we are proposing for the word approval to be inserted after the word prior written. So if you read it as the way it's listed on page line 58, there is a word that is actually being omitted and then that word is approved. So the minister will not actually transfer any right or interest to another party if ever there's no prior approval. So the minister has to be the prior return approval to this particular company in order to receive any right or interest. So the way that you actually receive on that particular line is approval. So in that aspect, we are actually requesting that all of our members to be rather than approval of our proposal, we need to get that approval. So, still on to our page 94, we ask all of the members to accept the proposal to remove the weight there after the weight in all four. What the very thing called line 44. If our particular limit now, it says that concentrated in this section must be known for registration. It's approved, must be known for registration, not for the registration, must be known for registration. So in this particular provision, we are actually correcting this. So the other proposal that I need to report the honorable member is N-4-13. Clause 13 on page 8, we are requesting honorable members to accept the proposed amendment in line 57. The way there after the way effect on. So what we are actually basically asking, we are asking all of our members to approve the amendment of subsection 5 to read as follows: a prospective right granted in terms of subsection 1 comes into effect on the effective day. So there will actually come after the way on line 67. So our proposal is to insert there before on and before effect and after the weight effect on. So another proposal that we are actually putting forward to the honorable members was that is the proposed amendment under clause 19. Clause 19 on page 11, line 9. Line 9, if you see that particular amendment. So the D that is wrongly place in that line, right? It's supposed to be a standalone paragraph used to effect the amendment of subsection 3. So this particular thing, we are supposed to make it as a paragraph, not as a sentence with amendment on paragraph 3. So we are supposed to move it there and then put it as a separate item after paragraph 3. So still on page 11 after 9 is the very same thing that we are proposing that it be removed from that particular sentence and it is placed after paragraph 3. It is stated that it is the new paragraph that indicates the amendment of subsection 3. Clause 21 on page 11, line 40. We are proposing that the word end after 60 days should be removed. And the proposal, at the end of the day, the proposed amendment is written as minimal and peculiar statutory section of it within 60 days that the right has become effective. So when you say end, it's actually, we are actually able to the requirement that after 60 days, the right has become effective. So what we are actually saying, we are saying that the applicant will actually lose that registration at the moment that within 60 days, the right has been effective. So the proposal that we are actually putting forward to the government is to remove the word end after 60 days and then before the obligation the right has been effect. So on clause 23, on page 12, line 43, line 43, the proposed amendment that we are putting forward to the government is to remove the word must after the law. And then that must after the law before they take the end state there. So the amendment that we are proposing is for this particular paragraph to be as follows: instead of any relevant law, pay the any state royalty because of the word must is also indicated in the heading of the particular section. So there's no need for us to put must here because of the way it is indicated in the heading of the particular subsection 7. So what we are proposing is for the removal of the word must before paying, so that it could be as in terms of any relevant law, paying anything where even the word bail is supposed to be removed on the particular line 14.
Just a moment, ma'am. We remove must before pay, isn't it? And then what happens between the day and the any, the day you were just talking about?
There is also happening to be removed because of paying any state royalty.
Oh, but then any remains.
Yes, any remains, but there also is supposed to be removed.
So which means close? Oh yeah, no, I get the point. Any remains, it is only day and the mask that have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. No, it happens where it works, so unless it, yeah, okay, so it's okay. So it is there that goes, but any remains.
Any gold.
Any gold.
Yeah, and then the stage.
Pay the
stage.
Okay, so it is any that gold and there remains. Thank you. Yeah, it's understood now.
On page 34, I mean, clause 34. Clause 34, page 50.
Yeah.
We are proposing the following amendment in line 47. We insert the word that has ceased to exist after the word "wait." So what we are actually proposing for the Honourable Members is to say that previous owner of an old order right or previous owner of work that have ceased to exist for the purpose contemplated in subsection 2. So the inspection of the work that has ceased to exist has to come after the work on line 47.
Are you there? Connor, are you there?
Still under clause 34 on page 16, line 15. We are proposing the removal of the weight of the letter Y after healthy. So it's supposed to be integrated health, comma, safety, and social and environmental integration. So that way that is that that letter that is going to be health, the why it has to be removing the project is to break and supposed to as integrated health, comma, safety, social or environmental integration. Online 15. On page 16, line 26, to insert the word of after the word holder, to read as follows: in the case of the holder of a clinic or a right. So right now it actually reads in the holder of the in the case of the holder a clinic. So what we are actually proposing is to insert the word of after the holder before the clinic, and then thereafter to insert even the letter A after the word or before a right. So there are two proposals that we are actually putting forward to the Honourable Members to insert of and A, so that the particular person is written from in the case of the holder of a penny or a right in terms of this act, the confidence of the practice and the level and the grounds of the practice has been launched with the council of office. So under clause 57, another proposal that we are putting forward before the Honourable Members is to be on line 10, you insert the wave that has ceased to exist after the wave. It's a similar amendment that we have done under the other one. So line 10, we are actually proposing a similar amendment that the previous owner of the wave that has ceased to exist. So under the work, we are proposing that the inspection of the work that has ceased to exist. Clause 54.
If I'm a chef, if chef, so you, yeah. If we add that has ceased to exist, that's not going to change the numerical arrangement.
No, it doesn't change the numerical. It's part of the sentence.
It's only part of the
sentence. So it's supposed to be, before that comma, then the system is supposed to be
afterwards.
Clause 54. We are proposing the following amendment on line 51, page 20, to remove the word operation after the survey. So there has been a duplication of the word operation. So the The second operation after the survey, we are proposing that we are proposing the removal of the particular way in 1961. Another proposed amendment that we are actually putting forward to honorable members is on clause 56, page 21, line 82. To insert the word within 60 days after the committee has been issued. So what we are actually proposing is that a technical corporation can to be submitted for recording in the member and manager's registration office within 60 days after the permit has been issued. So after the word office is to inspect within 60 days after the permit has been issued. The federal payment agreement is on clause 57, same case, 933. To insert the waive and which remains to be granted or received after accepted. So what we are actually proposing is to, for this particular paragraph, to look at for no prior application for a technical corporation permit exploration right or production right over the same mineral land and area applied for has been accepted and which remains to be granted or refused. Third amendment under clause 57 is on 1921, is on 1937. To remove the word end after the word application. So that the proposal that we are actually putting forward is that if the applicant does not comply with the requirement of instruction, the designated agency must notify the applicant in writing within 40 days of the receipt of the application and provide the reason. So there are two ends, so we are actually requesting the removal of the first and before the deleted provision. Clause 69 on page 22, 9, 22, 29. We are proposing the removal of the word N because of the N there. So the end that is supposed to be removed is the second end. Another proposed amendment is under clause 68 on page 24, line 44. To insert the word from after the word. So what we are actually proposing is that this paragraph should read as follows: any person whose rights or legitimate expectations have been materially and adversely affected or who is grieved by any administrative decision in terms of this act may appeal within 30 days from becoming aware of such administrative decision. So this particular applicant has to appeal within 30 days from becoming aware of this particular administrative decision. So the word from is supposed to be before becoming and then after 30 days. On page 26, the insertion that was done by the Honorable Chairperson of the CPC, where he actually made the proposal of the inspection of the particular new law. This is something to be reflected here, but it's not actually clear in terms of the investigation of the bill, because actually the project is in the hands of the National Assembly. So our proposal is that this particular inspection should be removed from the inspection of the bill. So that particular amendment that is obtained was the fact that the Fiscal Act, as amended by this Act, is amended with effect from a date 18 months after the date on which the provisions relating to protecting mining, exploration and production and related activities come into operation in terms of Section 42 of the National Environmental Management Act of 2007. In order to regain the powers of the minister in compliance with the issuing of environmental authorization, the submission of application for such authorization, and the submission of environmental resources are concerned to the Minister of Environmental Affairs. So in this particular version of the bill, it's not reflected, but in the answer is actually being stated as one of the proposals that has been sent to the So what we are actually putting forward before the Honourable Member is that the only position is to request the proposal of the removal of this particular
sorry, just a few things. These amendments, are they not the departmental ones? These ones? No, no. Oh. Perhaps before I say something, let me give others on the system.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think this was what we raised last time.
That's correct.
And if the presenter still coming with something like the last time, she's actually taking us back. You know, because you can't come and tell us what the chairperson proposed. It's in Hansard. What was debated in the National Assembly is in the Hansard of National Assembly. So the chairperson hasn't come to us, or maybe you can't stand there in the podium and say you must insert and you come and tell us that. What you are here for is for you to tell us what the department wants, and also what maybe you have agreed with the portfolio committee.
Yeah, perhaps before you respond, I took it that what we said last time and this morning, not to you in particular as a department, we said as a committee, we will look at whatever comes to us in relation to this bill presented by you as a department or brought to us by the portfolio committee. We arranged a meeting. Now, I think the background is important because it comes to where we last left. It didn't materialize for various reasons. This morning, the chairperson phoned me and raised issues. I did not even need to tell my colleagues, which I just pushed aside. And in those issues, this thing was one of them. Now, what I think we need to know here is the content of these documents are the ones that the department is presenting to us. Am I right? And it means they are brought to us by the department, and the department owns them. Do I make sense? Now, in this document, there is another element, this very clause, which the department seems not to be owning. It seems the department is acting as a conduit to convey this to us on behalf of the portfolio committee, in my analysis. And we can't accept that. It's either the department is telling us that they just don't know what to do with this, but it is not there like you are indicating. And if we raise issues now, like I said before, who then is going to explain to us Because we need to agree or disagree on something we have a full understanding, so that if we ask questions, anytime we are able to answer in a manner we understood it. We might have been wrong, but it must be a sensible wrong thing. So now the clause is part of us, and I'm convinced from the talking of the president that the department does not own this clause. Am I right?
The proposed amendment that we have actually contained, we are actually requesting the all of the members of the consider them. So I'll put them as the content of the EFC, and then they're requesting the division of that particular thing, irrespective of whether it was legal or not. This is the proposal that we have to propose to the NCC for the NCC.
I think this issue is loud and clear. It's either the department, I don't want to say, would be using the N2P to fight its battle with the portfolio committee, the chairperson of the portfolio. What makes the department to fail to tell the portfolio committee that it does not actually, you know, accept this recommendation? Why would this proposal, this clause, why would the department take them and then come to the NCOP and say, please, let's delete this? I mean, that's the problem that we have. If the department would have said, I think you were supposed to sort it out with the portfolio committee, that now to you we propose the deletion, but you cannot accept them and own them from the portfolio committee, and then from the NCOP you say we delete them. That's the problem with that.
Now, I want to remember. Sometimes you get mixed up in situations. Sorry for that. Okay.
The person, can we be clear again whether what it is, this bill that is in front of us, that the president has been dealing with, is that the proposal of the chairperson in this bill or not? Because if it's not in this bill, why do you raise it? Why do you raise it? You just have to keep quiet about it. As if we don't want to know about it, if it's not in this. Just keep quiet and, you know, carry on what is here. We don't want to hear what was stated in the NA and then what was proposed at the podium. Just let us know what is the department proposing to the select committee on minerals and energy, please.
Just a moment. I think we need to be honest here. The department, there is somewhere where the department is having a bit of a pinch. I must say this, it's my view. And I think I can guess where it comes from. But why does the department bring the clause which they themselves do not accept or they find not workable? And they want us to disagree with those who suggest this clause. How come? It means the department is doing this on behalf of someone else. It's not there. They don't own it. That's where I have the problem. And if they don't own it, why can't the original source of the clause, himself or herself or themselves, bring this to us? Perhaps it's not correct procedure. That's why they ask the department to do that. I thought you came as an observer. Am I right?
Yes, but why I asked.
On the point of order, I don't think the observer will be allowed to speak.
You indicated to me that you wanted to be here as an observer, and I agreed.
Okay.
But then the moment you chip in, that observer status falls out, and we begin to ask, which new status are you assuming? You see, it becomes a bit of a problem. I think we need to be clear here with the department. This, before we consider it, and actually it may not even be necessary for us to consider, how come is it part and parcel of the proposals of the department while they do not own it? That's where we're with net. If we can get clarity on that, perhaps we can see what else to do. As I said before, in terms of the other amendment, if we ask questions, who is going to give us answers? And I think it comes to the same thing with this one. Ma'am, we have a problem. Help us. Not you as a person, but on behalf of the department. No, I'm not singling you out. We are not singling you out, no. But as a person who leads the discussion on behalf of the department, that is why we refer to you. Yeah, we will come to there. They are here, very good that they are here. Is there anything else you can say, ma'am?
I think maybe let's ask direction from medical advice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's great. Thank you. The legal brains come to our rescue. Do you need some cocker? Yeah, both ways, whether from the department or from our own, it doesn't matter. Just come to our rescue. Thank you. Yeah, Honorable Douglas?
Yeah, I exactly want to not speak to the issue. I just want to apologize for being late. Myself and the team was at the rules committee with the chairperson, so that we just put the apology in there before we
start. Perhaps let's put it this way. Point number one, the committee is not sure of the source of this law. That's the first thing. Secondly, it does not arise from the document. We are discussing, guided by the department. Thirdly, we don't see any reason for us to engage in this, and therefore, we don't feel the need to.
Yes,
secondly, it does not arise from the bill we are discussing.
Yes,
Tatu, we don't see any reason.
Yeah.
And as a result, we'll put it aside.
Okay.
To that end. Thank you very much. Do you mind continuing, ma'am, from there? Sorry, ma'am. Okay, it's your time now.
1281. We've got another proposed amendment on 27/1963 for the removal of the rate for dealing spaces after the rate. So on that particular clause, what we are actually proposing is that one of them has to consider in connection with the law for dealing spaces that is that we have filed in 1963. So the second for dealing spaces is the system that was run of that particular clause and then moved out of that particular. So the last proposal that we have to do forward is Clause 82 on page 28 in line 25 to remove the rate for there after sub item K. So it's on paragraph C. So the paragraph C should be as follows: by the substitution in item C for sub item K of the following sub item. So that we are proposing the removal of the rate for the in that particular line of paragraph.
Thank you very much. Madam Lady, I have forgotten your name and we have not reintroduced ourselves. Oh, thank you very much, Ma'am Lindiwe. Honorable members, we have heard the amendments brought about by the department. What have we to say? Can we run it page by page so that we are able to indicate whatever we want to? So, so bold. Mm. Page 3. We just. Oh, we started page 3. Yeah, there might be new things discovered in page 2, 3 to 5. Page 3. Nothing. Page 4. Nothing. Page 5. Nothing. Page 6. Agreed?
Correction.
Page 7? Welcome, Mrs. Ntembe. Page 8?
Agreed.
Agreed. Page 9? Page 10? I must say this. Page 10?
Agreed.
Page 11?
I don't know what to ask the chair, but I just wrote some questions. I couldn't understand.
Yeah,
just ask the presenter to once more on page 11. From line 9 and so on up to line 11. Line 9. Just to read through the explanation. No, sorry. Line 39.
He said line
40.
Oh, line 40.
Line
okay.
40, yeah. Line 40.
In relation to the amendment.
Yeah, that's the explanation that you gave. I just couldn't understand.
Okay. I was
referring
to thinking that on line 40 we are proposing the deletion of the red end. After
within 60 days.
Mm. So what this particular
paragraph is supposed to read is as
follows: mineral and petroleum resistance of this
within 60 days, the right has been
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Agreed.
Page 12.
Agreed.
Page 13. We have double 13, so it's the agreed goal for both.
Yeah.
Okay. Page 14? Page 15? 16? 17? 18? 19? 20? Shouldn't be a song.
No,
okay. 21?
Agreed.
22?
Agreed.
23?
Agreed.
24?
Agreed.
25?
Agreed.
You seem to be doubting Honorable Gamedi.
No,
okay. 26? Sorry. Come again, Mr. Temba.
I was saying that we don't have to the legal advice.
Oh.
So maybe there's something that
we might benefit.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if we're on page
21. No, we are on page 26. Page 21.
Of next thing is the list of amendments number 16 and number 17.
Sorry, okay. Sorry. Amendments 16 and 17, right?
The report by the department, after discussing, there's no need to check for the amendments 16 and 17.
The 16 is saying, are they pages or clauses?
No, they're on the page.
Ah, okay, they're numbering rather than the clauses themselves.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You said number 16 and 17?
Yes, proposed number 16 and proposed number 17.
Good.
Because when you go to the principal act, the reason why there are two ends, then because one end is listing in the principal and the second end is listing in the amendment bill, the actual amendment. So they have the two ends that are deliberating.
So in other words, they are both correct.
They are
serving a purpose, therefore they should remain.
Yes, sir.
And then on the act, what page is that?
Page 21 and 22.
What?
Line 37 and 21.
37 application. Oh, and the other end is in bigger bracket after before return.
I think it's not correct. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Not there. I think I'm right.
No, ma'am.
Look. We need to understand what you are bringing about. That is why she indicated that perhaps what you are talking about may benefit us as well. And that's why we give you a chance to speak. We don't need to get into things faster. Now, you were indicating that the both ends, in terms of their usage there, are correct. There is no need to remove either of them. Is that correct?
Yes. That's what I was saying. 16 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
Now for the end in number 16, I am admitting I'm wrong. Number 17.
A clause listed number 17, which is in the Act number, under clause
59.
Yeah. So you agree that that end should go. Should remain.
The end and our clause should remain.
Should go.
It should remain.
Should remain.
Yeah.
To be in line with the listing in the principal act, because the end after authorization is in the principal act. The end after the quote and semicolon is listing for the next amendment, which is B.
Okay. You see, now that we've gone a little faster, we would have missed that. Do we get that, member?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, page. So, we'll go back to 26, where we were. So, but the indication she has made, we accept, don't we? We do, very good. Yeah, 26? Agreed. 27?
Then I check in the English principal act.
I mean within our reach here.
Yeah.
Is there a copy of the principal act, ma'am?
Because I want the copy.
Page 22, right?
Yeah.
Not that without, just to have it emphasized in our brains. Repeating makes things stick. Huh? Not stink.
Section 59, that's okay.
Section 59,
page 22.
Page 22, line number? Line number 29.
Yeah.
Can someone read that for us? The way it stands in the principal act. Mr. Tona, do you have seen it then? Yeah, can you read that for us?
81C.
Yes. Yeah, can you read for us, please?
It says an application for renewal of an exploration right must be accompanied by a report reflecting the extent of compliance with the requirements of the approved environmental management program. That the application is completed and the stated cost thereof. And then that ends step 14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the end
The last word in the bigger bracket there, the braces.
Yes, at the end of season,
and then just hold on. That's what I want to. From there, what comes after that?
Then after that, then it's like a field.
You see, and I think that is where that end has to remain, in my understanding. Do you get the point?
No,
I think that makes, I don't know, Honorable Gamete, has it been confirmed? And emphasized. Yeah, I think it does save the people's pain.
Yeah. We are great.
Yeah. Where page? Where in which page are we? Now we have gold. Okay. Oh yes, 27. All right. Page 27. Agree. 28. No, but I mean, if they are quiet, they will begin to feel there is something they want to raise in their life.
29 are great.
Ah, I haven't called 29. 28? Okay. 29?
Great.
30?
Great.
Is this 31? No.
No.
Ah, 31, agree. There was no any amendment. 32, very good. Ladies and gentlemen, now we are going to the motion of desirability. That in the opinion of the committee legislation, it is desirable to amend the Minerals and Petroleum Resources Development Act 2002 so as to make the minister the responsible authority for implementing environmental matters in terms of National Environmental Management Act 1998 and specific environmental legislation as it relates to prospecting, mining, exploration, production, and related activities incidental thereto on a prospecting, mining, exploration, or production area to align the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Act with the National Environmental Management Act of 1998 in order to provide for one environmental management system, to remove ambiguity to certain definitions, to add functions to the Regional Mining Development and Environmental Committee, to amend the transitional arrangement so as to further afford statutory protection to certain existing old order rights, and to provide for matters connected therewith. Thank you. Yeah.
Can you
notice
that the can
we note what?
The object.
Oh, the DA objects. Oh, you object? No, I must understand. What is the DA objecting to?
This is the party procedure
and its
obligation to raise up in the meeting here to just take it to the record on the minute.
Do you understand what
she
said?
Well,
I see you
nodding. Now she's hearing me. I hear what she's saying. I understand.
Yeah, but you see, let me put it this way. We went through the amendments. The department took us through this. We went through the pages where...
I'm just indicating to you that the DA's position.
In relation to?
To the
page. As a whole. We will deal with it down there. Now I understand. Okay. Not necessarily what I have read. No, you reserve it for down there.
I think I understand like you.
Yeah.
When we went through the bill, honorable members could have said, when we were agreeing, because I didn't hear any
objection
in all the amendments. So maybe if the honorable member can tell us, maybe we don't go along with this, with 1, 2, 3. Not because we haven't, you know.
Yeah, you see, I think what she says links up with what I was trying to do when I said, what it is that you are not agreeing to. Because we have run through the amendments in all the pages, and I was waiting for agree or not agree. I haven't heard not agree, which is great. But now when I read the motion of desirability, I hear the DA coming up, which I think is not wrong, but perhaps may not belong here. You see, it's not that you shouldn't have said it, but perhaps you need to say it somewhere down the road.
No, But Chair, I'm sure we should just continue. So the task of the DA is just to be the
But at any rate, we have noted that, Minister. We have noted it. Secretary Kabila, this is a week. Go. Ah. Ladies and gentlemen, we now come to the report of the Select Committee on Economic and Foreign Affairs on the Minerals and Petroleum Resources Development Amendment B10D of 2007. The Select Committee on Economic and Foreign Affairs, having considered the subject of the Minerals and Petroleum Resources Development Amendment B10D of 2007, referred to it, and classified by the Joint Technical Mechanism as a Section 75 bill, agree to bill with amendments.
I move.
Any second? Second?
Oh, 3 seconds. They say it's a woman's man.
Would the DA want to make a declaration? Oh,
no.
No,
but ten, you are so right. You know, I want to come to arrest you.
Yeah.
Just agree, yeah, so that we know by the time we go to the house.
You don't disagree with the DA.
The DA.
Oh, where's you? Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the formal end of today's business, but perhaps before we request Honorable, before I request Honorable Gamede to say some few words in. Oh, yes, Mrs. Chen, I think that will go. It's a woman's man. I just want to indicate that we are invited to a finger lunch at 12:30 here, as usual. Honorable Chen, can you propose a vote of thanks to everybody here? Thank you.
I'm with the DA, but as a committee of the
board,
we really appreciate the knowledge you've given. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
After the meeting.
Yeah.
But the same thing. How can we object to removal of an end and insertion of an end? That's an end.
That's an end.
When we go through the house, we must understand that and whether we are going to debate it or maybe we are going to make a statement, because it's section 75.
I would propose we make a statement, but as to when, I don't
but
know.
But the other reason, the, I mean, when I read the, the objection of
the
statement.
Yeah,
but when you speak on the statement, we can say the person, we can say the person is going to make a statement. And a statement, maybe they take 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then you raise everything, because there are no fundamental
controversial issues.
Yeah. The only thing
the DA for
them. And they don't know, even know what are they
objecting to. Because there's nothing really objecting to.
It's only the protection bill, which is a lot of things. That one we're bound to debate.
Yeah.
It is a lot of things that we're
tomorrow. Now, that one.
Statement. Yeah. As to when we
last week in the conference committee,
yeah.
They said that we were going to finalize this bill like last week. So because I'm a member and that is a member of this committee.
This is my recorder came in late to school.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use your recording?
You can actually have a computer so you can download.
I don't have a computer today.
How are we gonna do it?
Where are you going now?
I think I'm going to go back to the office. I can go with you to your office.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Was this one for?
No.
This is not.
Because it's the one from. Well,
I thought for a moment they regarded this as a technical. I know.
This is not actually approval. This is concurrent. This is concurrent. Yeah.
So they left that one out and they left that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they put a motion of disparability here.
Are you from the
prison? Yeah. LOC are probably the best people to actually tell us what did happen here. And you see, to me, this is concurrent. It's not approval, anyway. Yes, it will actually. I think it'll go on to inspection for a while. We capture documents. No, but what we want is a website. And about two of us write interest stories. Okay. We usually head of the press. We write interest stories. And it's the old old trick, you know, read the story, but you got to pay for the bill. Sorry? Oh, yes, no, we've been. Ah, no. I've been doing it for 3 or 4 years. And, your biggest problem is to rush from meeting to meeting to meeting and transformate. It's the art of bracing. And I'm taking out the word approved. NCOP gives concurrent to minerals. Is what I'm going to say.
Okay. Well, you can go to the email tower.
No, not
yet, fine now.
To the ground floor, but everywhere.
This 26 is on the ground floor.
Can you take a recording here from today's meeting? Because it's not mine.
You know yours?
Yeah, my one was full when I got there.
Oh.
I never check it. It's a lot of things, I don't know, but it's amazing. Just taking a third bonus.